Okay. Our Heavenly Father, we do give thanks for this evening. We're thankful that we can all be here this evening and even look back on 2013. We're grateful as well that we can look ahead to 2014 with the prospects of what lay ahead in a new year. Father, we want to commit our time to Thee now as we wind down the last of this year. We wind down this evening as we purpose now to open the Word and to take from it principles and things that can help us on life's journey. Father, we pray this in the name of the Father and of the name of the Son, and we ask that the Holy Spirit would work in our hearts, and we say these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, to start off this evening, I'd like to ask for two volunteers, okay? But these two volunteers are going to have to, we're going to narrow the selection criteria a bit. I need for us to illustrate this particular point, I need maybe a 15-year-old, this aspiring to drive, and a willing parent to be able to come up. Would there be a combo there that might work? You can be like 14, 14 or so. All right. 14, 15, 16 without the license yet. Josiah, you're over there, man. Tom, you stand in as the dad for Joe. We can make that work. We can work with this. Yeah, yeah. All right, come on, guys. We got got his little things to get set up here. All right, you guys can sit. Let's see. Actually, Tom, we need you here, and Josiah, we need you here. Yeah. Let's switch. All right, yeah. So here's your steering wheel. Okay. Now, so we've got a father who is an experienced driver, okay? And then we have an aspiring driver, Joe. How old are you, Josiah?
14.
He's going to be on the road in just two short years, potentially. Now, we've got the handy-dandy Rand McNally. Has anyone ever seen one of these? You know, it's not electronic, okay? So, Joe, I'm going to give you this map. You know how to spell North Carolina? This map has seen better days, but it still works. All right, you look up North Carolina there for us. Now, all right, this is going to be somewhat of I'm going to tell you the scenario or tell you what's going on in this situation, and Tom and Joe are going to act it out, okay? So you don't have to say anything, just facial expressions, you know, communicate with your body language as much as you'd like to, okay? All right, got it? So here we have father, son, and they've decided they're going to go on a trip, right? They're going to go not a long trip, just like a destination. In fact, Joe, where's your favorite place to go? Go ahead, where's your favorite place to go? Like maybe a place that you might want to go.
West Virginia.
No. Right here. What's on your shirt?
Oh,
mountaintop, he says. Okay, so we're going to say that father and son are going to take a trip to mountaintop, right? So, do you know how far away that is?
About 60 minutes from here.
About 60 minutes. Wow, your dad drives fast. So, now, dad is wanting to be an example to his son and say, you know, son, you're getting ready to drive, and driving is an important responsibility. And you have ridden with me these 14 years. And now it's time for you to start looking at where we turn, you know, when we head up to Mountaintop and where we go through Stokesdale and we get on 158. And, you know, you need to know the way. And so there's, in fact, you know, one way to find out the way is to have a map and to go to follow the map. So that's the scenario, right? Tom, dad, has asked his son to navigate him to Mountaintop. Okay? He's given him the map, and he's going to do what, you know, he's going to let Josiah navigate him there. All right? So, everybody understand that? So, they're headed off, you know? You can make some motor sounds if you want to, you know? That's good, right? They're driving along, and they come to the first point. Now, realize dad is relying on Josiah to give him direction. So they come to a stop sign. And at that stop sign, dad is wondering, do I go left or right? And Josiah is looking at the map, and he says, dad, according to this map, you should turn right here. And so dad decides to... Wait. Dad says, yeah, I don't know if I want to go that way today. I'm going to turn left. So dad turns left. Now, as dad turns left, Josiah does have a reaction to that. He drives on a little bit further and he spits out the words recalculating. And so they come to the next stop sign as the next decision point. And Tom, her dad, bends over and says, which way should I go here, son? And Josiah says, well, you need to go left here. And so he says, yeah, but I don't like that way, so I'm going to turn right. So he turns right, the opposite way. And lo and behold, as they're going down this street, they end up at a dead end. There's nowhere to go. Dad turns and says, Josiah, what should we do? Josiah, what? Now you can speak now, Josiah. What would be your reaction to that? What would you tell him? So it may be that Josiah would say, Dad, if you would listen to me, I'm the one with the map. I could get us there. Right? So, let's give these two guys a big hand here. So, we can relate to that, right? We've got a dad who's an experienced driver, a son who is not experienced in driving, but can follow a map, can look at the direction, see where they are, and determine which way they want to go. The dad chooses to go his own way. And so there's a valuable lesson in that, isn't there? In the sense that God has given us a road map for life, right? And so, in fact, would anybody in here among these youngsters that are in here, I'm going to say 15 and under, we'll say that. 15 and under, would anybody be able to quote for us Psalm 119, 105? Has anybody remembered that one? Or, well, Samuel, you think you know what it is? 119, 105. Anybody else? We could go older if we need to. Joe, you think you know it? Say it louder so everybody can hear it, like so that Robbie can hear it over there. You had it right. You had it right. That's right. Thy word shall be a Psalm 105, or Psalm 119, 105. Thy word shall be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, right? And so we've got the map right there. The word is a light for us. It's a map for us, if we want to use that analogy. And so do we ever do what Dad did? Sometimes we just choose to go our own way. In fact, I appreciated the testimonies tonight. The fellows, Matthew and Jonathan and John, and appreciate you guys doing that. And you talked about going your own way, right? What did I say wrong? I said something wrong. Dave, sorry. I was like, I was like, John Jr.? I was like, what? Dave, excuse me. Yeah. Oh. They were just friends. So we see, we can follow that object lesson. We can follow that analogy. And so here's something I've thought about recently. And this is where I have asked Jonathan to come back to the stage. He seemed to enjoy it before. So we're bringing him back to the stage. And he's going to type what you say next. Here's the thing. Sometimes we say, yeah, we know how to go to mountaintop. We know the way. We've got it written down on the map, but I'm going to choose a different way. I'm going to go my own way. I'm going to experiment. I'm going to try something a little different. I know this didn't work before, but I'm going to try it again. There's things in life. There's things that we have written for us in Scripture, in the Bible, that we say we kind of disregard sometimes. And so here's what I was thinking about. What are some things that are pretty clear? I'm not talking gray areas, okay? What are things that are pretty clear in Scripture that you and I as believers, we don't do? And so I'd like you to think about that just for a minute, and I'll take any suggestions. If you want, and even if you got a little Bible verse you want to tag along with that, that would be a bonus. You know, that would be great. But how about it? What's something in Scripture that is there and we don't do it? Okay. You got that one? Children, obey your parents. So that's pretty clear, right? Something that's there, and maybe we don't always do that, right? That's a good example. Good to start us off. How about another one? Okay. Glorify God in all we do. See, he's a good student. He's typing well. Another one. There's probably a few that come to mind. I'll take,
obey your father and mother.
Okay. Well, I saw another hand. All right, Carmi. Oh, wow. You got that one, Jonathan? No. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from spreading lies. You can do that one. All right, somebody else had another. Dave. Ray, it's getting hotter in here. All right, so he was doing good up until that point. All right. All right, you're doing well. He's back on track. All right, what is your name?
Nathan.
What do you have? Okay, that's a good one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Let's take two more. Samuel? Okay, good. Thou shalt have no other God before me. We got one more? Ben? Okay. Doers of the word and not hearers only. And that was James 1:22. Very good. Now, I think you could ask yourself this in your own life, okay? Ask yourself, what are some things in Scripture that are there, that are plain, that I don't do? And I found that to be, it's definitely searching. You know, if you're honest with yourself, that there's some things there. And you know, every one of us, all right, how are we doing, Jonathan? All right, you can leave that there, and we'll leave our list, and we'll work off of that, okay? Appreciate your help. Let's give Jonathan a big hand. Thank you. Hey, where's your sister, by the way? Yeah. At work. Oh, all right. So we're going to see her. After this is over, we're going to see her. Okay, so now we could take this list, and we realize that, I mean, we've got, who's the youngest among us here? Where's Benjamin? There he is. Not the youngest acting, all right? So we got Benjamin. Does anybody want to admit to be the eldest among us? Remind me of your Ed Robbins, okay? Mr. Robbins. As the eldest. So we got represent, and they both have the same hairdo. Look at that. And so we realized that we've got the span of all of us. We just called for a 14-year-old and a dad to come up. We've got 13-year-olds. We've got 12-year-olds. We've got 22-year-olds. I mean, you know, the whole span is represented here, right? Of one's young, older, male, female. And we've all got different life experiences. And we've all got unique challenges. Some of the things up there, children obey your parents. You're like reading that saying, I got that one, you know. Some of these children are good kids, you know, they're great. Other ones might say, glorify God in all we do, and you're like, whoa, that's a challenge for me. There's some areas in my life that I'm not glorifying to God. And so some of these things may be a challenge to you, and other things are not a challenge. They're just, they come naturally to you. You've got an obedient heart in that way. But all of us have challenge areas, right? We would agree with that. All of us, as we get older, we come up on circumstances that we didn't realize that, like, wow, I didn't ever think that was going to be a problem for me. And it is, you know? And so we've got these different things going on. We heard about the old nature and the new nature, taking off the old man, putting on the new man. All of us are at varying degrees and stages of a spiritual walk, spiritual maturity. Now, we've got the Bible. We said that. We've got a Bible that's a light and a lamp. There's much in Scripture that talks about being guided by God Himself, that He's a guide even unto death. So, like, your whole lifetime, from the time you're born, even unto death, you've got a guide. The Holy Spirit directs us, instructs us, teaches us. And so we've got these resources. We've got the Bible. Someone's given an acronym to Bible. What's your name? Jenna. I've got a daughter named Jenna. Yeah. Can you spell Bible? B-I-B-L-E, right? So basic instructions before leaving earth, right? We've got the Bible as a guidebook, as a roadmap, if you will. So there are things in Scripture that we have to discern, that we have to look at and say, what does this mean? How do I put this into practice? How am I to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only? Ben wasn't a plant, by the way, for that. But we want to evaluate what's in the word that I'm not doing. What does the word tell me to do? And it's not in my life. There's no fruit in that area. So there's a script. This is a little trivia. Scripture trivia, okay? Do y'all do that in Reedsville? Scripture trivia? There's a verse in the Bible. I would not have been able to answer this question had you asked me earlier. but we'll throw it out there for fun. There's a verse in Scripture that talks about the mouth or the palate, the tongue, tasting, and it's not, oh, taste and see the Lord is good, not that verse, but there's a verse in Scripture that talks about the purpose or the function of the tongue is to taste. Does anybody happen to know where that is? I was going to bring a prize, and I forgot the prize. I hope that Dean sent you. Anybody ever heard of that verse or know where it is? It's in the Old Testament. I'll give you a little hint. Proverbs, that's a good guess. The tongue taste. It actually talks about two body parts, the ear to hear and the tongue to taste. I'm going to tell you what it is, but you can even Google it if you want to. It may not come up. It might not be giving you specific stuff. But so turn to Job, all right? Turn to Job. Turn to the book of Job. And I found this to be neat and helpful, and I hope you will too. Job chapter 12. Huh? Verse 11. That's right. Okay. Job chapter 12 and verse 11. Would anybody want to read that for us, big and loud? Tell us the version you're reading before you read it. Who'd like to do that?
King James.
King James, let's hear it. Okay. Does anybody have a different version that we could read? Jamie? Okay, good. So, anybody else have a different rendering that they want to share with us? So, this is a two-part verse, right? Does not the ear try words or hear words is the first thing. And then, does the mouth taste its meat or try or determine what's in there? All right, we're going to need some volunteers again. So, Jed, you would be a good volunteer. Come on up. Come on up here. I need four volunteers, actually. Okay. Remind me of your names, girls. Courtney? Kaylee. All right. You're Courtney.
I'm Cassidy.
Cassidy. All right. Where's Courtney? All right. And Carissa's not here. All right. There she is. All right. Over there. Okay. So, y'all both want to volunteer? Okay. So come on up here. Yeah. Huh? All right. All right. Sit down here, Jed. Sammy, you can come here, unless there's anybody else. All right. So we got Nathan. I'll tell you what. Hold up. If I need a fifth one, I'll come to you, okay? All right. So let's move this out of your way. Now, we are going to, does anybody remember the verse that we just talked about, what it kind of says? Give me the two body parts that it talks about. What is it?
The ears and the mouth,
right? So we're looking at the ears and the mouth, and the verse says that the ears hear the words, like you're hearing me now. You're going to hear some instructions. And that the mouth, what does the mouth do?
Taste,
right? Okay, good. So we are going to, Jed, you were the first one, so come on up here. I want you to turn around, face the audience. Wave. Say hello to everybody. All right. So there's something. Have any of y'all seen anything behind these books? Right. There's going to be. I'm going to hand you something, okay? And I'm going to have you put it in your mouth, and then you're going to know what it is right when you taste it, okay? Right. Mm-hmm. But then I want you to describe to everybody what you're experiencing, okay? All right. So. Just take a bite of it, because we can't take time for them. All right. Yeah. All right. So, chew it quick. You can. I even give you permission to talk with your mouth a little bit full. Okay. All right. So tell us what you just experienced.
Sweet.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. It is a baby carrot, by the way. Baby sweet carrot. Sometimes. So it's sweet and, well, sell some other things that it was.
Crunchy.
Yeah. Tell them. Tell them one more thing about it.
Orange.
Okay. Good. Thank you. All right. Okay. Cassidy is your name, right? Come here, Cassidy. So Cassidy, do you like to experience new things?
I don't know.
You don't know? All right. Okay. So Cassidy, you see what Jedediah did there, right? So okay, you get to take a little bite of this right here. All right. So give us three words to describe your experience. It was good. There you go. There's your three words. So, but we're going to take good as the first one. How about give us something else? Hurry up. Was it sweet? Give us one other word. It was good. We know that. Anything else? Okay. All right, here you can take the rest of this. I want you to go home and work on your food adjectives, okay? All right. All right. Samuel, come on up here. You can stand on this side. Let's stand on this side a little bit. Okay. So, just, you know your dad wouldn't do anything to hurt you, right? So just play along. And just, I want you to eat what I give you.
And swallow it.
You can chew on it for a little while if you want to, all right? There you go. Can you tell what brand it is? No? All right, so give us a few words that describe your experience there, Samuel.
Papery,
all right. What else?
Chewy.
Mm-hmm. What kind of flavor are you getting? And low on flavor. Okay, thank you. You can keep that, too, if you want to. All right. So, all right. Remind me of your name again.
Kaylee.
Kaylee, come, please. Come. We have one more.
Your bones,
well, I know Benjamin. Okay, here you go. All right. Feel free to enjoy that, you know. Okay, now can you give us a couple words that describe your eating experience and tell the audience something?
Chewy.
All right. What else?
Sour.
This might be sharp. It could be a sharp variety. Go ahead.
Orange.
All right, we had two oranges. Okay, here you can have the rest of this too. Is food or drink allowed in here? I should have asked about that. All right, so y'all can go back to your seats, all right? Thank you. Let's give them a hand. All right. So let's talk about this again. Let's look at our verse again. I want to read that once again in Job chapter 12, chapter 12 and verse 11. Doth not the ear try words and the mouth taste his meat? And you say, well, you know, you only demonstrated one of those. You only demonstrated the mouth. What happened to the ear? Why did you leave that out? And here's what, as I've thought through this, and you may have some thoughts that would be worth sharing here on this, but we just saw four children all recognize immediately things about what they tasted, right? And you could say that the tongue doesn't lie in the sense of when you're tasting food, right? I mean, you know right away when Jedediah took that carrot, he said, sweet. It was a sweet carrot. Now, sometimes a carrot might be bitter, but it still, he knew it was a carrot. When the cookie was taken, oh, sweet. This tastes good. I think I'll take another bite, right? When the toilet paper was bitten into, There was an immediate sensation there. Ugh, no taste. I'm not going to continue, right? I'm done with this. And the cheese, the sharp cheddar, it was good, but it was a little zingy. Maybe you need something with it, you know, to balance it out. That's easy for us to understand, right? We can understand that, we can follow that, and that makes sense. And we think, here was the challenge to me in this, as I considered this verse. In fact, let's look at the context of where this verse is. I know I had you turn to a random verse, but let's look at the context. Back up now. Job is speaking this. Okay, this is Job, and he's answering some of his friends that have come to comfort him during a hard time. And so we know the experiences of Job. We're familiar with that. We know he was in distress, and these friends come to comfort him. And so Job is putting back out. Now, you'll remember that Job was a righteous man. He feared God and shunned evil, right? Job lived serving God. He knew the true and living God. He was familiar with God and His ways. And so listen to what, let's back up to verse 7 to get to frame this out and to see where this verse occurs about tasting and immediately knowing if something is good or bad or what. So verse 7, "But now ask the beast, and they shall teach thee." And Job's telling his friends this. And the fowls of the air, they shall tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee. And the fish of the sea, they shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord has wrought this, or has done this, has the hand of the Lord has done this, has worked this out. In verse 10, "In whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind?" So then we get this verse that talks about the ear and talks about the mouth. And it says the ear hears and tries the words. I guess an argument could be made that some words are sweet to hear, right? Maybe if this is Valentine's Day, we could talk about some sweet sayings that are nice to hear. There's other words that are harsh to hear. But I just don't think about that a whole lot. Do you think about, like, okay, I hear something and I immediately know sweet, sour, blah. But my palate, we use our ears every day. We use our mouth. Our palate, I am, in fact, I'll tell you something I did just the other day. I was invited to go out to a restaurant. I'd never been there. I was a guest there and it was like a Japanese, kind of quasi-Japanese Chinese. I couldn't really tell which more it was. It seemed to be more Japanese, okay? But they had on this, the section on the menu that said curry, and I'm thinking, I'm at a Japanese restaurant. That sounds Indian, right? And so maybe you can help me out on this, Robbie. But it was a green curry. And I asked the waitress, I said, "Tell me, is this more of an Indian dish or is this a Japanese dish?" Well, she couldn't speak English very well, okay? So I didn't really get the answer I was looking for. So I said, "Could I taste a little bit of this before I order this whole dish of this green curry, you know?" And she says, "Yeah, no problem, 10 minutes." That's what they always say, you know, at Chinese restaurants. That's more for takeout, really. Anyway, she brought me she brought it. It tasted good. In fact, I'd recommend it. If you go to a Japanese restaurant, they have green curry on the menu. Try it. It's good. So we use our palate to discern every day, right? We like it. We want more of it. We don't like it. I'm not going to eat it, right? But how about the ear? How about the ear? Do we discern things with our ear? Do we listen to it and say, "Ooh, that doesn't sound good. oh, that sounds nice. That's got a ring of truth to it. Something about that just doesn't ring true. You know, I here was the challenge to me in this. I said, you know, I can nail the food every time. Man, I'm good at that. I can nail the food every time. I can tell you I like it, I don't like it, I tell you it's sweet, tell it's sour, bitter, whatever. Bam, I got it. But I realized that my hearing, not that it's going bad, but I realized that my hearing, there's things I'm not doing that with my hearing. Things are coming in my ear gate all the time. And you know what? I'm not tasting it. It's kind of just going right through. And some of the things that shouldn't be coming right through, I should be saying, whoa, enough of that. Enough of that. That's not good. That doesn't taste good. That doesn't sound good, you know? And so here, Job says, does not the ear try the words? And remember what he was up against? What Job's up against? Job's a righteous man. Job is being tried by Satan, right? God has given permission to Satan to try Job, to test him. And his three friends, have come and they falsely concluded, that it's because of Job's sin that all this calamity has become upon him. You sow, whatever you sow, you reap. Is basically their conclusion to him. And so what does Job have to do? Job's got to listen. And he's got to say, is there truth in what these guys are telling me? He's got to discern. He's got to taste with his ear. The guy's got a point. Now, wait a minute. That point doesn't line up with the God I know. And so he makes a statement. Does not the ear try the words and the mouth taste his meat? And so one thing that we can do as we look to the Bible, we should know in Scripture that not everything, in fact, I tried to represent the food groups when I gave a cookie that's fun and wholesome, chocolate chip cookie. That was a chocolate chip cookie, wasn't it? Yeah. But I also gave a carrot that's a vegetable. And, you know, even a carrot that's a vegetable and good for you, good for your eyes and you know, good for your body, it can taste sweet. It can taste good. I can enjoy that, right? Now, cauliflower, who knows? But it's still a good vegetable. And then we had a piece of cheese, right? We had this variety of things that we look at Scripture and we find a variety of instruction. We can have things that are sweet and good and we're like, oh, I love to do these things. I love to do this. I want to do this more. We can taste something in Scripture and say, oh, this is a good principle, and it's more like a vegetable. I know it's good for me, and I know I need to take it in, but it's just not as good as that chocolate chip cookie was. And then we might have a compliment, like a piece of cheese. It's a compliment to something else. And we find all those different things in Scripture. We don't find anything useless like the sheets of toilet paper represented. We don't find anything bitter in the word, other than like we want to think about suffering and things like that. Maybe that's a little bitter, but I would look at that as bitter in the sense of a bitter vegetable. You still know it's good for you. It's working out God's purpose. So we have this, we look at Scripture and we say, okay, the Bible's a roadmap. And then we ask ourselves the question, what are the things the Bible's telling me to do? What are the keep your tongue from evil and your lips from spreading lies or speaking lies. Man, that one, you know how much evil we speak? There's another verse in James that says, speak not evil against another. And so we paint people in a different light. We say things that maybe are not all the way true about that person. We put our own twist on things or spin on things. We're speaking evil of the guy. And so there's things in Scripture that are, like I said, these are not black and white kind of things. We know we should be doing them. We know we should be taking them in. But then there's other things that people are telling us to do, and we're like, we should be able to discern or taste, even if our hearing, and say, you know what? That doesn't line up with what God has for me, what God has for me to do. And so we see things from God's vantage point that go back to verse 7 there, where it says, "Ask now the beast, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, the fishes of the sea, and it shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these things, the hand of God has wrought this." And so we can see there's a consistency with God. We can see that, the beast of the field, they're still, the cows are still out there. The horses are still out there. And they're doing what they ought to do. There's a consistency in God's creation, God's nature. And so the things in Scripture that we know are good, pure, right, a healthy diet, if you will, those things are going to be consistent all the way through life. And we talked about the youngest to the oldest. You're still going to have to eat your vegetables, when you're older. You still need the good, wholesome diet when you're older. And you still need the discernment. This is not good. This is enough. And so we see those things. Doth not the ear try the words, and the mouth taste his meat? And so as we think about the Bible as a roadmap, we know doing our own thing is not the way to go. We know God's got instruction, answers for us here, and principles for us to follow. And then we balance that with discernment. Let's just wrap this up as we go to the Lord once in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for these lessons that we can see in Scripture, where the Bible is truly a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, where we do have biblical principles all throughout that are good and right for us to follow. Father, we pray that that would help us evaluate where there's some things that are in Scripture that we're not doing, some things that are perhaps left out of our diet. And then we do ask, Father, for help in discerning. When we hear things that are good, help us to latch on to them and apply them to our lives. When we hear things that are not right or not good for us, we pray that we would have discernment to shut it out, to refute it, to refuse it. And so we pray for these things now, and we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.